This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're continuing the back-to-school series on Inside Douglas County, talking to area education leaders from really throughout the county. Today, Glide is our focus, and District Superintendent Robert Freeman, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for inviting me, and really looking forward to share some great things that are happening in the Glide School District.
So how did the school year start out there in Glide?
Yeah, so we're off to a great year. The culture is super positive this year. At the elementary school, principal and her team led some events to lay out the expectation. They called them expectation stations, and the kids got off to a great start, you know, learning routines and rules and expectations. At the elementary school, we have a house system. We did our first house sorting event down there, and it was super exciting. We had the cheerleading squad there, huge event. And then at the high school, our cheerleading team, along with our volleyball team, led a program of inviting the community and other athletic events to do a school beautification day. And so we had a lot of students and adults there helping just kind of get the ground set up and give back to our organization. So a really great way to kick off the school year.
Now, the big question, did you guys start before or after Labor Day?
Yeah, we were a school district that started early, and so we started August 26th. So we're in our third week of school already.
Yeah, we're about 50-50 on that this year. It's interesting to see how that happens. I know the year is still young, but from what you can tell so far, how's the enrollment doing compared to last year?
Yeah, so we're optimistically encouraged. So we ended last year with a student enrollment around 722. Right now, our current enrollment is 754. Would still like to see that number grow, but anytime I think districts in Douglas County can say they have a gain in students, it's a positive thing. So we're looking at that as a positive.
Now, how many teachers and support staff did you have to hire going into this year?
Yeah, so probably like a lot of other school districts, we had a turnover in our licensed staff and our support staff. So this year we hired 9 new licensed staff people and 5 support staff. Really excited about the applicants that we got on board in our organization, and our goal is to support them to do the best they can so they can help our students succeed.
How hard is it to recruit staff right now?
We're in a tough situation in education. I don't know if it's just education, but a lot of businesses are really, the applicant pool is dwindling. There's not a lot of people getting into education. So I think it's our due diligence to figure out why that is, and then, you know, work really hard to support the people we have. You know, our motto now is new recruitment is retaining our current staff. So we work really hard to make sure that we support our staff to be successful so that in turn supports our kids.
Any idea on why less people are getting into education? I mean, because that seems to be a nationwide thing.
Yeah. I don't know about nationwide, but I think for Oregon, I think it's pure economics. Oregon still requires at least a 4-year degree to get your teaching endorsement, and then you do a 5th year to get your master's. And so that's a lot of schooling for the level of pay that we offer. And unfortunately, we just have one set of income through our state school fund, and it's hard to manipulate that. But I think when you look at young people trying to come up with a profession that's going to support them for a living wage, and you look at the time and money that it takes to become a teacher, and then the salary that's associated with that, I think a lot of young people are looking elsewhere in other careers, which is really unfortunate because some of our best educators are brand new people coming out of school.
And is that even more of an issue sometimes with the support staff in terms of having trouble?
Yeah, same thing. The support staff, what I've found in my experience is often support staff work in school districts for the insurance. And so insurance is a huge financial burden on the district, and often in our classified positions, we offer underneath the threshold of offering insurance. And so, again, it's not a It's not meant to be a living wage. It's supposed to be a support wage for families, but so that eliminates a huge part of your applicant pool who are looking at jobs, you know, to support a family or have a supporting income. And unfortunately, school districts just can't do that right now.
So are you fully staffed?
We are. So the good news is whatever we're doing in Glide is working. I'm super proud of our staff that we have right now. I'll get into that later, but just some really exciting new hires and our current staff. Just a lot of great things are happening, and I'm very proud to say that we are fully staffed to start this school year.
So do you have any new kind of key hires?
Yeah, so I'd like to highlight some of our new hires. We had an opportunity this year to change our entire leadership team at the high school, middle school level. And so we were able to look at, you know, what do we really want those positions to accomplish, and how do they support our students to be the best students that they can be? And so we sought out specific characteristics for our people. And so the first person I want to talk about is our principal that we hired. His name's Carrie DeWight. That name is probably familiar in Douglas County. Carrie comes to us from the Winston School District. He's a longtime employee there, longtime administrator. I'd like to say I had a lot to do in recruiting him, but the reality is he lives a couple miles away from our high school, so he cut his commute down a ton. But we're super fortunate to have him and his experience in the way that he looks at education and supports student learning. Our second really important hire was our assistant principal, which we call a student support coordinator, and we hired Ed Villarreal, who again lives a couple blocks away from the high school, but he brings a set of skill sets of developing relationships and being able to really understand behavior and what's behind that behavior. And I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But our third person we want to highlight is Lucas Kiefer. He is our behavior support and evaluation specialist. And he brings that lens and skill set. All three of those new hires for the district really focus on the vision that we have of really getting behind this, what's causing the behavior. So we're really good at consequencing and punishing negative behavior, but what we're not real good at is trying to understand what is the root cause of that behavior. And these three people all have unique skill set that we're going to try to support students by understanding what is the root cause of that behavior and support that way. I've always said in all my years of education that a detention doesn't change behavior. Our job is to really figure out what is driving that behavior and then support that. And those three people that I just mentioned are going to be our experts in doing that.
And any new programs or things like that in the district?
Oh, we got lots of new programs. So a couple things to highlight this year is that we're expanding our CTE programs, our career technology and education programs. We're adding a culinary arts CTE, so our kids will actually end up with a certificate and be able to go right from high school into the food service industry. So we're really excited about that. I'm super excited to announce that Glide has a cheer program back. Last year, we did not have a cheer program, and it really took a toll on the culture and just the enthusiasm of our environment. And we're seeing a huge gain already this year just by having our cheerleading team back. They've been super active on the first day of school. That sorting event that we had at the elementary school, they kicked us off with some cheers and livened that up. And just to have them at our athletic events right now is we're seeing a huge change in culture. Along with that, we just had tryouts yesterday for our mascot. So not only are we adding back our cheer program, but we'll have a mascot at our future events too. So super excited about those things.
All right, a lot going on. We'll talk about more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. We're going to take our brief break from the Back to School series for tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Get you an update from Rachel Pope of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. And hopefully also check in on a special event happening Friday and Saturday out in Elkton. Glide School District Superintendent Robert Freeman in today as the Back to School series continues. Now, remind people, you've got a lot that's taken place there. How long have you been at Glide?
Yeah, so this is my second year at Glide, 38 years in education, and really just enjoying this opportunity to lead the school district and get involved and become a community member.
And as I recall last year, you got kind of hired late in the summer, right?
Yeah, so that process was late, and I think officially I started in the middle of July, and so hit the ground running with lots of learning, a huge learning curve, and getting to know not only staff but community members. But this year just feels like a continuation from last year, and we're just moving forward.
But already a lot of connections because of your prior time here in other districts.
Yeah, so it's so I just shared with you how long I've been in education. All that's been in Douglas County. I lived in Douglas County for a long time and graduated from Oakland High School. It's amazing the number of students that I taught or families that I know from other school districts that are tied in with Glide. I have several parents that were former students of mine, and I just think that's the beauty of Douglas County, and that's why I choose to continue to work in Douglas County.
And how do you feel like being superintendent is going so far? I mean, to walk into that role while you've been kind of just one notch under that for quite a while before, it's still different.
It's different, yes. I've always had aspirations of being a superintendent and finishing my career as a superintendent, and it's one of those things, be careful what you ask for, but I absolutely love this opportunity, and I feel like that I was very well prepared in all the different roles that I had in education, and it definitely is different, and the level of expectation that you have as a superintendent and the responsibility to ensure that every student in our district gets a great education and is surrounded by positive and focused staff people with their best interest in mind is a heavy load, and I take that very serious. And I hope that people can see that my passion for students and the student experience comes out in everything I do. And I think that if they see what's going on in the Glide School District, they'll see that that's been a focus.
What do you like best about being in a smaller district after a number of years in Roseburg?
Yeah, so really valued my time in Roseburg, learned a lot in that system. But, you know, prior to that, I was 28 years in the Sutherland School District, and coming back to Glide really brought back a lot of those characteristics and qualities that drew me to education in the first place. So the ability for me as a superintendent to get to know students is super important to me. So I walk around the elementary school. I have kids that come up to me and give me high fives and hugs. And at the high school, there's several students that we have our own special handshake. And you can't put a price on things like that, and I think it's super valuable. So when I go to different events, school events, community members feel very comfortable coming up and chatting with me and talking with me, and I just love that about a small school system. So
what's the most challenging thing so far this year?
Yeah, so I hate continuing to talk about COVID, but I really look forward to a future sociologist doing a thesis on the impact, the emotional and mental impact that COVID had on our school systems. That's going to come out one of these days. But we're still dealing with the fallout of that. And so my biggest hurdle right now is communicating to the public about all the great things that are happening within the walls of our school. Unfortunately, sometimes students misrepresent what's happening in school, and so parents will post that on social media. And so we're constantly having to battle, you know, perception versus reality. And so my goal is to open our doors, have an organization that is parent and community friendly, that they become our greatest advocates. I get to witness all the great things that happen in the Glide School District. At the elementary school, we have our students that run our assemblies. So the adults don't even run our assemblies. It's all student leader driven. If parents could see the things that are happening in our school, they'd be super, they'd be much more proud than they already are, but they would see all the great things that are happening and the opportunities for our students. So that's my greatest hurdle, is how do I share that message out with the community? And even broader than that, how do I get parents to share that message?
What about building and buildings and facilities? How does it look out there right now?
Yeah, so Glide is very typical Douglas County School District. We have older buildings, but super proud to say that our maintenance department and former leadership at the Glide School District have always kept the maintenance and upkeep of our buildings in the forefront. And so every single room in our district has air conditioning, and our roofs are in great shape. Our appearance on the outside looks good when you drive up. Could we benefit from newer facilities? Absolutely. But the reality is you know, we've done a really good job taking care of our buildings, and we can offer our students a very nice educational environment.
A lot of people are talking to me about partnerships and that being a bigger focus right now, working with Umpqua Community College and sometimes other schools as well. What are you doing in Glide in that regard?
Yeah, so I think that's a huge push in education. And, you know, we have a great facility in our backyard with UCC, and we really need to tap into that resource. And I know the president, she wants to build those relationships with school districts, so we're taking advantage of that. We have an expanded options program for our TAG students, where they can work with our current staff and take higher level classes and get college credit through UCC. They also have the ability to access college classes, and we have several students that take advantage of that. UCC has some focus programs that they offer on Fridays, which works really good with a four-day school week like Glide has. So we have several students that take advantage of that opportunity in the health field. Kids can get their CNA working with them. I know there's opportunities in the timber industry, lots of CTE opportunities on Fridays. And then something that several of our students are really excited about is that they have art opportunities. So they our students who want to excel in the art field have opportunities to further their skills at UCC.
Do you feel like you're going to be doing more things like that?
Oh, I hope so. I know we even have community members that are willing to volunteer their Friday to come in and do different activities for our students. One of the cool things that really happened last year is we had an exploration day where kids were in groups, and we had different stations that kids went around, and different people talked about how to change oil in a car, change a flat tire, how do you jump start a car correctly. Lots
correctly
of
is the key there.
Yes. And interesting, that day our staff volunteered their vehicles, so that should show you the dedication of our staff doing that. But it was a great day. I know we have people in the logging industry that want to come in and teach students how to operate heavy equipment. One of the things I really would love to add at Glide, I need to figure out how to overcome the insurance part of it, is have a program where our students can earn their CDL license. So when they graduate from high school, they're automatically marketable. And I think if a person has a CDL, they'll find a job their entire life. And so I'd love to be able to offer that to our kids.
What's an average day like for you?
Yeah, so I first of all, I don't like sitting behind a desk in an office. So my most favorite day is when I get to start out greeting kids coming on campus. So at the elementary school, I love being right out front and saying good morning to students and staff as they come to school, being available for parents if they have questions to talk have access to me at the high school. Oh, at both schools, actually. We started playing music, uplifting music, as kids come to campus. So at the high school, in the wintertime, we have a little fire pit. And so we have a little campfire going on with music playing. And a couple special days, we offered hot chocolate mornings where we gave kids hot chocolate as they came on campus. So just trying to create an inviting, welcoming environment where all kids feel like they belong.
Superintendent Robert Freeman of the Glide School District on the Back to School series. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to share all the great things that are happening in Glide.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.